Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Uyghurs, they are a Muslim group in the far western part of the People's Republic of China called Xinjiang. Once upon a time, the Uyghurs were part of a large entity called Turkestan, East Turkestan, West Turkestan. The reason they are in the news is that various leaders over these last years have declared a genocide by the People's Republic of China against the Uyghur people. I welcome Daniel Henniger, the deputy editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, writing Wonderland, to talk about the Uyghurs and about what we now hear is the reporting for the Beijing Winter Olympics. The reporting will include correspondents who are traveling to Beijing with burner phones and burner laptops. Dan, a very good evening to you. Your column connects these dots. Please do. Good evening.
Hi there, John. Well, of course, the column is pegged to the comment by the last week on a podcast by the minority owner of the Golden State Warriors, Chamath Palihapitiya, who said, nobody cares about what's happening to the Uyghurs, okay? He said, the rest of us don't care. He said it was below my line. Well, there was a lot of shock at that over the idea that this progressive, leading progressive, former senior executive at Facebook would just throw the Uyghurs over the cliff. But the question is, what is the symbolic significance, not to mention the reality, of the Chinese Communist government's efforts these past number of years to bring that part of China under control by forcibly? I mean, the argument is that they've been forcing the Uyghurs to work without pay, essentially slave labor, which is, of course, the same communist government that is about to sponsor the Winter Olympics in Beijing. And we had the spectacle in the past week of the United States Olympic team sending a memo to our winter athletes that they should leave their iPhones at home, their laptops and tablets at home, and instead, if they're going to bring any electronics, bring a so-called burner phone. A burner phone is one commonly used by drug dealers, as a matter of fact, which you can not associate with yourself and throw away literally into a trash can if you need to. So, you know, we're living here in a world where you have Olympic athletes going into a situation where the threat of surveillance is so extraordinary that they're telling people to leave their phones at home. Well, this brings up to my mind, which I thought was suggested by this fellow's remarks, the isolationism of the left, the idea that we can sort of turn our backs on the world's problems, concentrate on domestic problems at home, because what's going on out there, whether it's the Uyghurs or whether it's the Communist Party surveilling Olympic athletes, doesn't really affect us inside the United States. But John, anybody knows, just having lived here the past year, cyber warfare is being carried out by Russia and China against the United States every day. Someone shut down the Colonial Pipeline last year, supplying energy across the eastern United States. They shut down JBS Foods. The incidents of ransomware, in which you capture someone's computer system and ask them for a lot of money to open it up, often a million, is routine. It's happening against local governments, institutions, colleges, schools, hospitals. And this is being carried out by foreign entities as well. So the idea that the United States can wall itself off from the realities of the world, and God knows we haven't even mentioned what's going on in Ukraine, is a fiction. The United States is under assault by its opponents 24/7 now. There is no longer an interwar period. The aggression is constant, and it is not going to stop until the United States develops a policy and plan to defend its own national security, which at the moment, looking at the Biden administration, I see no evidence of.
In the 20th century, Dan, isolationism was associated with the Republican Party. Has it now just taken over Washington? All both parties, all possible versions?
Not entirely. I don't think so. I think it's taken over much of the Democratic Party. I'll explain that in a moment. I think the Republican Party is split between Donald Trump's version of isolationism, America First. And again, that's another complicated subject. Trump loved to play to his audiences about bringing everything home to America. But in practice, his policy was a little bit more complicated. He was fairly aggressive towards China and the Middle East. Leaving that aside, this new progressive left-wing isolationism, I think, has been tied, has been going on for years, but it's coming to a head now, to the idea that the Democratic left does not want any foreign entanglements. They don't want problems out in the world, such as happening in Ukraine, because it gives conservatives an argument for, like Ronald Reagan in the 1980s, raising the level of spending on defense and national security. And that's, we're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars, which they see as being taken away from their domestic spending priorities. And what did President Biden talk most about in that press conference this week? Passing Build Back Better, this massive $4 trillion spending package. And I think that goes a long way towards explaining the kind of ad hoc quality of Joe Biden's foreign policy. They'd like to stick thumbs in the dikes of all of these problems rather than address them in a significant way, because that would mean spending significant defense dollars. And indeed, under the continuing resolution likely to be passed by Congress, defense spending in real dollars is going to fall. So that's why the progressive left is isolationist. All of their focus is on domestic spending to the horizon. And our national security or defense really doesn't play much role in their thinking.
The Uyghurs are one part of the Chinese depredations these last years. The virus might be another. We don't know. And that's a problem. But the burner phones and the burner laptops. There is also reporting that NBC is not going to be sending its usual contingent of experts to the Beijing Olympics. They'll be reporting from the U.S. It's implicit in both of these examples, Dan, that something's wrong in China. So we do care about it. We're just not acknowledging there's something wrong in China. We're going about our business as if it'll what? Take care of itself? The idea is if we ignore it, it'll clean it up.
Yeah, it will not take care of itself. I mean, there's just obviously, I think it's pretty significant if NBC is not sending announcing crews to China at the last minute. They've made a big commitment to these Olympics. But if there's a recognition that the Chinese government of Xi Jinping has been on route towards an extraordinarily aggressive acts of surveillance and control against its own people. And they have been arresting dissidents in the past 2 weeks in advance of the Olympics, as well as, you know, the overflights of Taiwan. I would say call that the beginning of wisdom, quite frankly. I mean, it's always better late than never. And we are certainly behind the curve on China. But if a major company like NBC with such an extraordinary commitment to broadcasting these Olympics, they're not going to cancel the broadcasting of the Olympics. But if they're recognizing the threat that the Chinese communist government represents, that's got to be a positive thing. And, you know, between that and Ukraine, it's a little hard to keep the scales from falling from one's eyes in Washington. The threats are real. They are imminent. And I would hope that some of these Republican senators will start raising this as an explicit argument right now. As you know, Joe Biden stands there asking Republicans, what are you for at his press conference? Why aren't you for Build Back Better? Well, this is among the top reasons why we cannot support that level of domestic spending. We have to start spending some money on defending ourselves from these external threats.
Daniel Henniger, Deputy Editor, Editorial Page of the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.